In this bulletin, several thousands of Victorians to undergo testing after first mystery case in weeks. Tight contests are developing in two US Senate races in Georgia, and tougher restrictions announced for tomorrow's test match at the SCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victorian health officials say several thousands of people will need to get tested after a new mystery case of COVID-19 was recorded. It's believed the man in his 30s caught the virus during his visits to Chadstone Shopping Centre on Boxing Day sales and the Melbourne Cricket Ground for the Australia-India test. The state has recorded one new locally acquired infection and two overseas cases in hotel quarantine. Testing Chief Jerome Weimer is encouraging those who attended the shopping centre on the 26th to get tested for coronavirus.
We need you to get tested today because we're trying to identify the needle in a haystack exercise of who might be positive. We are particularly interested in people who went to those stores on Boxing Day who may not have felt well at that time. We're particularly interested in people who went to those stores on Boxing Day who may have been in New South Wales.
Increased COVID-19 testing measures on international airline crews entering Sydney will be implemented to help identify mystery cases in the community. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the data set would assist with the genome sequencing of such cases. The state has recorded four new locally acquired cases today as regional towns remain on high alert after an infectious man travelled through. Dr. Chant says flight crew testing will complement existing quarantining measures.
Our priority at the moment is making sure that we have an even earlier warning system, which is making sure we test thoroughly around our flight crew hotels, our hotel quarantine, to pick up that incursion at the earliest possible time. But our priority for our lab capacity at the moment is that surveillance testing in those quarantine hotels.
A regional community in New South Wales' Central West is devastated after an alleged hit and run left two children dead and three people wounded. The group of five was walking home from a swimming pool yesterday afternoon when they were struck at high speed by a car in Wellington near Dubbo. Two boys aged 6 and 7 were killed while a 10-year-old has serious leg injuries and the mother is in a critical condition. A 25-year-old man who allegedly fled the scene has been arrested but is yet to be charged. New South Wales Police Acting Superintendent Natalie Antal says the local community is a tight-knit one.
Obviously, it's a tragic circumstances for the entire community, and our thoughts are completely with the family and friends of the little ones involved, and also the rest of the community of Wellington.
A riot has broken out at Christmas Island's detention centre with several buildings set alight overnight. The Australian Border Force says an operation is underway to restore order after fires were lit at two of the detention centre's four compounds. Some refugees have made their way onto the compound's roofs, while others have shared videos and images of the fire on social media. One detainee says the refugees are protesting against poor conditions on the island.
Oh, the conditions are appalling here. The food here is not good at all. Our compound is about 200 metres in length, maybe 30, 40 metres in width. So that's not a big compound at all. And we are stuck and locked up in that compound 22 hours a day.
Over 50 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists have been arrested for violating the city's national security law. The arrests are the biggest show of punishment yet under controversial new legislation was implemented in June. Police also arrived at the offices of a pro-democracy online media outlet, demanding the editor-in-chief sign documents relating to a national security investigation. Critics say the new law crushes wide-ranging freedoms in the city. Tight contests are developing in two United States Senate races in Georgia. The runoff races will decide which party controls the chamber and the power to advance or block President-elect Joe Biden's policy goals. Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler held slight leads over Democratic challengers John Ossoff, a documentary filmmaker, and Reverend Raphael Warnock, a pastor at a historic Black Atlanta church. With over 70% of the expected vote in, Loeffler led Warnock by less than a percentage point, while Purdue was ahead of Ossoff by 1.4 percentage points. To sport now, and tougher restrictions have been announced for tomorrow's test match at the Sydney Cricket Ground between Australia and India as part of the Border Gavaskar series. The suburbs of Wentworthville and Belmore have been added to the alert list of areas whose residents are banned from attending the test match. In addition, all spectators will be required to wear a mask during their attendance unless they are eating or drinking. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 25. Hobart, sunny, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy and 23. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two and 25. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, a shower or two with storms likely, 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.